chickens in the houses, they got chickens in the trees, chicken in the pots, the Mottawog, the Petaloomies, out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay? Now Marvin got me started, sold me my first hen. Now I got 4 and 20, and 24 more again. I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay? Chicken in the morning, it's chicken in the night. Weren't for chicken Petaluma, never would have reached its height. I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay?
Good evening and welcome to Mouthful, smart talk about food, wine, and farming. How are you doing this weekend? Did you have a chance to get to Glendy? It was the 26th year of Glendy, and I finally made it. There's always been a reason I haven't been able to go. It's too hot, I'm out of town, I'm otherwise booked, but I made myself go yesterday, and it was every bit as wonderful as I thought it would be in a very intimate, homespun, unpretentious, casual, lighthearted, fun way. It was just wonderful. And there was even a little bit of magic about it. We pulled in about 6:30 because I wanted to wait until it wasn't hot anymore. And we had I was with my grandson Lucas, who's 14. We had a friend with us who's 15, whom he met this summer at Camp Winter Rainbow. And this friend is one of the thousands of people who has been evacuated from Lake County. So he's been staying with us. And I thought, well, let's do something fun. Let's go to Glendy. And we get out of the car. And before I had even closed the door, somebody is yelling to him from the walkway, "Hey! Hey, how are you?" It was another kid from Middletown High School. They went to school together, and he and his father were also evacuated. And I happened to have two extra tickets with me, and I was so happy to be able to give them the tickets. And I just thought that was just the sweetest little bit of magic. I saw the church for the first time. I talked to several of the, I'm not sure with Eastern Orthodox, I think priest is the right word, I think priest.
Russian
Orthodox.
Russian Orthodox.
That's right. Russian Orthodox. Very friendly. It was just wonderful. It was wonderful. If you haven't been before, put it on your calendar for next year, third weekend in September. It's really, really lovely. And it is wrapping up right about now. Fun things to do next weekend, too. And at the top of my list is weekend along the farm trails. And that's what we're talking about tonight. But before I introduce our guests, and one may still be on her way, I hope so. She's someone I've always wanted to have on Mouthful. When we say we are in a membership drive, we are going to just take one break towards the bottom of the hour. But I wanted to encourage you, if you can, go to krcb.org and become a member there. That way we don't really have to interrupt the show.
And be sure and mention that you're becoming a member as part of Mouthful.
Because
way the challenge grant will kick in.
Yes, we got that $250 challenge grant. And we have a very special gift that... let's see, Mike, we're going to brainstorm right this very minute on how we're going to do this very special gift. My seven most recent books, including The Good Cook's books, a set of five books that includes mustards, tomatoes, salt and pepper, oil and vinegar, and The Good Cook's journal, which is full of, it's not just a blank journal, believe me, it's got lots of recipes and other things. There's the set of five books, then there's vinaigrettes and other dressings, and More Than Meatballs, which came out in late November last year. So those seven books, I'm going to twist publishers' arms until they snap at the shoulder to get them to give me a copy. So how do we do it? Do we do it for the top person tonight during this hour?
Yeah, how about the largest donation tonight gets the books.
There you go, the largest donation. So we're not setting a dollar amount on it. We don't have anyone answering the phones except for Mike and I, and so we're going to have that happen towards the bottom of the hour. But in the meantime, you can go to krcb.org, become a member, put Mouthful, and say, I'm hoping to win the books. And we probably won't be able to set that, you know, sort that all out until tomorrow because we won't actually see who's done it. But you're on the honor system. And on that note, we're going to the show. Welcoming back Carmen Snyder, the lovely Carmen Snyder, who so often wears red and white gingham, and it looks so good on you. You're so adorable. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us again.
And then we also have Ellen Cavalli, returning for at least a second, maybe a third time. And it's Tilted Shed, right?
Tilted Shed,
and she's got chilled cider. So she's going to be the first person we talk to.
I am so popular right now. I think Omar's trying, but I think I'm the most popular.
Well, then we also have Omar Mueller.
Yes, Omar Mueller.
I pronounced it right. Okay, Freestone Artisan Cheeses. All of you will be participating in next weekend's Weekend Along the Farm Trails, a great event. And you've got some beautiful cheeses laid out. And I'm going to be doing something with you next weekend with books.
I'm looking forward to having you in my shop.
It's going to be
sign books.
I've been wanting to come by and suggest that, and here we have an opportunity. So, actually, I won't go to you first, Ellen, because real quickly I want to hear from Carmen about just sort of the overview about what Weekend Along Farm Trails is.
Sure. So next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., about 40 of our members are going to open their barnyard doors and gates, or in Ellen's case, her tasting room, and Omar's case, his lovely shop in Freestone, with special offers and presentations, tours. So it's a chance that for the public to do a self-guided tour around the county to get out on the farms. We ask people to RSVP through our website. It'll take you to brown paper tickets. It's free to the public. But when you RSVP, then we'll be in email contact with you, and we'll send you a map and an itinerary. Mm-hmm. Not all farms and businesses are open both days, so it's important to read the itinerary to see who's open on Saturday as opposed to Sunday.
And one thing I was curious about, I was thinking about this as I was driving, will people also be able to buy whatever the farm sales?
Yes, and we hope they do. It's a great idea to bring a basket, to bring a cooler. Purchase from everybody along the trails. Mm-hmm. Most of the stops are free. Some have special classes. Like I know Chicka Bloom is going to do a really special floral arranging class with you pick flowers and then you make your own bouquet. So some things will have prices attached to them, but most of the tours are free.
Uh-huh. And, you know, I write every week about either a farm or farmer's market. And it's almost always about something you can go to the farmer's market to get. Mm-hmm. But this takes it a step further where you can just purchase right on the farm, you know, in many instances.
Yes. And the thing that I think the public loves, I mean, of course, it's wonderful to meet your farmers in the farmer's market. That's an amazing model that's popped up. But being on the farm, like actually, you know, seeing how the animals are raised or seeing how the soil is tended, seeing mm-hmm. the equipment, it's a whole nother level of transparency and connectivity.
Yeah, it is. And it just opens things up. You know, it adds another layer of depth
yeah.
that I think really enhances how we live. You know, I'm a big fan of getting as close to the source as you possibly can. And now, speaking of the source, we have cider apples, and I think we might be tasting some cider
absolutely.
Fairly quickly.
Absolutely. I am super happy to be pouring our Graviva. This is from the 2014 harvest. And this is just one of the ciders that will be, let me give you a nice little pour. Sorry, audience, you don't get this. Michelle does. This will just be one of the ciders that we'll be offering at our Cider Day Harvest Celebration.
And which cider is this?
This one's called Graviva.
Graviva.
And this is celebrating the Gravenstein. It's 50% organic Gravenstein and then a blend of other heirloom and traditional tannic cider apples. Super rare here in Sonoma County.
Really dry.
It is.
Which I love.
This is as sweet as we get, too. It's less than 1% residual sugar. And it's just a really versatile, beautiful, effervescent celebration of the apple here in Sonoma County. And what we're going to be doing, it's our first year to be able to participate in Weekend Along the Farm Trails. We've been members of Farm Trails from our launch back in 2012, but this is our first time we get to open our doors. Sorry, I have to pour some too. Open our doors to the public in sort of a really big way. It's our fifth harvest, and that is a huge accomplishment, to be perfectly honest.
Congratulations.
Here in wine country to be making cider from all these local organic apples. And we're going to be doing some really special things in conjunction with Weekend Along the Farm Trails. So we're going to be open Saturday, September 26th at our Cidery and Tasting Room, which is at 7761 Bell Road. So it's up in Windsor. And we're going to be doing some really fun things. Darlene Hayes, who is a Sebastopol-based cider enthusiast and author, is going to be doing a book signing of her book called Cider Cocktails. I brought you a copy to check out.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
You'll love it. And so this is a fabulous new book that's out. It is showcasing regional ciders with regional spirits. Spirit Works, for example, is showcased in there as well as we are. Mm-hmm. And it's just a really nice way of expanding your cider repertoire. We're also going to be doing apple pressing. So we're going to get the old-fashioned apple press. We're not going to take our big guns out. We're going to do it old school, show you that's how we got started back in the day. We're going to be doing that. And then a cider making demonstration and Q&A mm-hmm. with my husband. And then I'll also have a display of cider apples, like some that I brought here, which you can't see, but you'll see it at the cidery.
But we are also going to describe them.
Oh, yes, so you
we're going to start with this tiniest one.
A little bit.
The tiniest one with...
Well, I'll tell you what these are. These are my codes.
Okay.
So what these are just, when you come to the cider, you can see what we're all about. We talk a lot about cider apples, mm-hmm. which are these really ancient varieties that were selected for cider. That's their only purpose in life. For the
it's
most
not
part.
An apple you want to like pick up the tree and eat.
I would say the little Wixen that I'm holding here mm-hmm. from 1944, Humboldt mm-hmm. County, Albert Etter. This is a California native. This you want to eat and you want to drink. But guess what? Dabinet, an English bitter sharp, nope. Muscat de Brenay, a French bittersweet, nope. You don't want to eat the rest of these for the most part. Mm-hmm. But they really bring a lot of elegance and structure and flavor profiles you never thought could exist in cider. And so this is what we're doing. We're planting these at our farm. Mm-hmm. We have 100 varieties in trial. Wow. And this, we feel, is going to help the local apple economy go to the next level. We want to make uh-huh. it sustainable, and not just sustainable for nostalgia's purpose,
right.
but because it can make beautiful, beautiful cider.
And it does. It does. And the cider renaissance in the United States is just, it's really picked up steam, and it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing. I've been wondering, and this is off topic of Farm Trails, but I've been wondering how the pears in Lake County are doing. And I've been wondering if anyone in Lake County is taking Lake County pears to make cider.
Not that I know of. Uh-huh. They already did their harvest, and they do a lot of dessert pears like Bartlett and Bosc and those sorts of things. And as far as I know, no one's really using them, but there may be someone doing so.
You know, they are. They have their pear festival.
That's coming up on Saturday, I think.
Yeah, next week, yeah. And it's continuing as planned.
Good.
So I was checking, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great thing to support if you're going to be out and about up there.
Absolutely.
Support our Lake County friends. But I've been wondering, because right about now is when harvest winding down.
I think they already winded down, just as with the grapes and apples. Mm-hmm. Everything is way ahead this year, way ahead of schedule. So there is no normal. Most fruit is brought in.
So what cider will you be pouring, your whole range of ciders for people to taste?
We'll be having three ciders that we'll be pouring.
Okay.
Greviva, I brought our smoked cider because I knew Omar was going to be here, and this is dynamite with cheese.
And I was looking for that for something, and I'll remember what it was. I wanted to pair it with... I know. I made it for the Gravenstein apple fair. I make a smoky Gravenstein chowder.
The chowder, absolutely.
And I wanted to have that with the chowder, but I couldn't find it.
Well, you know me.
I know.
Take care of you next time.
Everything at the last minute. And okay, so that's the smoky cheddar. And now we're going to bring Omar in. Omar has the sweetest little cheese shop in Freestone. How's it going, Omar?
It's going well. I'm busy. I've got great customers that keep coming back.
Now, you know, that's such a little tiny hamlet. So, you know, Freestone. So where are the majority of your customers from? Are they from West County or are they coming from all over the Bay Area?
A lot of them are local. Many of them have second homes further up the coast. Today, I had three or four customers coming in who said I was there 2 years ago when I opened. So I
you
have
opened
a whole
2 years
cross
ago?
Section. Two and a half years.
That's all. Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay,
it's been a lot of fun. It's been really crazy how many people love cheese. The biggest surprise. We're getting all excited over here with the ciders and the cheese. But the biggest surprise really was... people coming in and saying they love cheese. They declare cheese is wonderful. Must have more cheese. What we tend to do is sample out the cheese. Big focus on we're getting messy here with the
yes.
cider.
I talk with my hands and I smacked my glass.
I suffer
of cider.
From the same disease. I try to sit on it when I'm on the radio because otherwise I'm going to whack Carmen in the face.
Yeah, you know, if you
I
tie my hands behind my back, I won't be able to talk. Some people would probably think that was a good thing, but it doesn't work well on the radio. Do you have a specific focus? Other than just great cheese.
I initially started the shop because I was making cheese. And I think you had me on with Shauna from Bleeding Heart.
Bleeding Heart, yes.
So that was a couple of years ago. There's a whole group of people making cheese out in my neighborhood.
Yeah, I think it was somebody from Bohemian Cheese Company here.
Well,
I think they
Lisa Godrich from Bohemian Creamery.
And she's now got a place there on Occidental Road.
Just east of 116 on Occidental.
Which will also be open on Weekend Along the Farm Trails.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And
nice
all of
stop.
Her cheese, you know, she makes all her cheeses right there.
Mm-hmm.
But that was sort of a group of people I was, I knew well. And I figured I had a role in trying to sell the local cheese and play a role for the really small people, like Pugsley. They're doing the same thing. And, you know, it took about a year before they started showing up in my shop.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, I've got a whole... spectrum of cheeses, so I don't just focus on local, but it's sort of why I exist out there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been traveling around and looking at other cheese shops. Mm-hmm. I've fortunately been able to do that. I went back east, and you know their cheeses are taking off all over the country, and great cheeses. So
really great cheeses.
It's getting hard for me to pick. You know, if I'm looking for a great Camembert, it's like, oh no, upstate New York has a great Camembert, so. You know, Erna Andre at one point, she was local with Andre cheese. She may be back. She was making a Camembert that was off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. So that's kind of what we've been focusing on.
Mm-hmm. And then you also sell vinegars and olive oils.
We have carried Olive Leaf Hills Olive Oil, which is out on Canfield Road outside of Sebastopol. Or is it in Sebastopol?
Canfield is Sebastopol. Well, yeah, I think it's Sebastopol. Feels like Sebastopol. Could be Petaluma in that sketchy area. But I drive past it frequently when I'm going the back way to Marin County.
That place is gorgeous.
I heard they were for sale.
Are they?
I heard that. I don't know if it's true.
I had had someone come in and say that, too.
Okay.
But I'm trying to be discreet. I don't know. You know? There's, you know,
Getting the scoop over here.
He's an apple grower, too. Or do you come across Brookhaven at all? I mean, I know he grows... he's a big... That's his love.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't work with him. We work with several other local growers here, but not him. Sounds great, though. If it is for sale, someone keeps the orchard intact.
Well, I think he's going to keep the orchard
I heard. Great, great. And then what about vinegars? Are you doing vinegars?
Swallow Valley.
Swallow Valley. And they're out in the...
Two Rock
Valley Ford area, right?
No, they're in Ceres, California.
Oh.
If someone locally makes vinegars, call me. I will carry it.
There are some that are beautiful.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's happened with Vivo. Vivo was doing some very...
Up in Healdsburg.
Yeah. And then...
They were doing grape... It was not a must. It was early grapes.
And they were doing varietal.
Yeah.
Varietal-specific vinegars. And they were doing a nice time. And then I think, if I have this right, and if I don't, I'm sorry. I think it was the man who founded the company passed away about a year and a half ago. And his nephew... I thought was going to be taking over, but haven't been able to get a hold of anyone, and their website's down, so I don't know.
Yeah, the nature of this is really interesting. On my days off, I will run around and pick up cheeses from the smaller producers. Mm-hmm, I get cheeses distributed, but I'll go over to Pugsleep and see what they're up to and see if I can. And when people are up in Healdsburg, it's probably 45 minute drive. So that gets hard to do on your day off.
Sure, absolutely.
So, especially these days. So it's tricky when you get. I mean, we're so lucky to have everything within a real small area that I can do that. Mm-hmm. But it's
Now you have some cheeses there in front of you. So why don't you tell us what you brought?
I have three hard cheeses. One from Beecher's up in Seattle that I thought would be a good pairing with the ciders. It's called Marco Polo. It's a bandage-wrapped reserve, and it's got green and black peppercorns in it. And it's a nice cheddar. It's different than what you would expect with a cheddar.
I love good cheddars, and I love interesting cheddars.
Well, here.
Okay.
Try some good cheddar.
Let's try it here with some smoked cider.
Yeah, and try it actually with the cider, because the first one was so light and refreshing.
So this one, right, with the smoked, for me, of all the ciders we do, and we do a number of them, I only brought just two of them, but I think the smoked, for me, offers the most dynamic pairing potential with cheeses.
Try the smoked with Lisa's. I brought in... Lisa's Baboom is a washed sheep's milk. It's the stinkiest. So I was waiting to.
I love the stink. Give me some funk.
But with the smokiness, I think take a sip and see where they.
For me, smoke and funk together. This is where you want to go. I would say that the cheddar would go well with something that's really dry and tannic. So we have a cider called Lost Orchard, and I think that, I don't know what the aging on this is, 18 months, something around there, like something with that depth, that nuttiness, has that granular nature to it. It goes really well with a really dry, savory, more a cider that really has a lot of these cider apples in here, that has a lot of vinous quality to it. And then for me, funky goes really great with the smoked. And the Greviva, now I want to get you going on this, Omar, because this is where I start geeking out. But for that one, I think a nice, 2 to 3 month old sheep's milk cheese, something with a little bit of age, goes really nice.
With the first one or the second one?
With the Greviva, with the first one.
I have to say,
what I've got on the, that I just handed out is a mixed milk which is a goat and sheep milk from Tulumi Farms or Tamales Farmstead called, I think it's Atika. It's Atika. And that with the first one showed off the goat and the sheep the most. The pepper didn't pop. You know,
right.
The Marco Polo didn't pop on that one.
I have to tell you, I thought this cheddar was really great with the smoked cider. I enjoyed that. I actually like it with the funky one, too.
Right.
But I love it with the cheddar.
Yeah. And so the smoked here is dry. We ferment it completely to dryness. And it does have some of these tannic cider apples in there. Mm-hmm. So that's what gives you that sort of that backbone that's missing in a lot of ciders. And, of course, it's a smoked apple infusion. And it's mellow, right? It's pretty restrained.
Yeah, it's very mellow.
Mm-hmm. And it's on the back end. It's on the finish. And I think that that really sort of envelops with the cheese when you're working with it and sort of is really well integrated.
One quality that when you're pairing cheese, one quality that cider has that's really nice is it's not, one, it has the effervescence. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you're dealing with cheese, it tends to coat your palate. So you've got fat coating your palate. And it's harder to do, it's harder to sense what's going on.
Do you want to know the other reason that something sparkling works?
I do, most certainly, because pairing is
everyone
pretty...
thinks that it cleanses your palate, you know, because you get those nice bright bubbles. The bubbles in cider and in sparkling wine, in anything fermented, are stimulating your trigeminal nerves.
Wow.
Which enhances your pleasure as you're tasting it. It's the it's not the refreshing quality. It's not the cleansing of the palate. No. It's the stimulation of the trigeminal nerves.
Wow.
Trigeminal.
No wonder. I'm on this. I also think that it brightens the acidity. So we do some still ciders, and there's a different texture to it. And so with this, I think that the effervescence brightens the acidity, and the acidity can work really nicely with the cheeses as well.
Well, when you're pairing with wine, I think the tools you have with wine are acidity and tannins and sort of fruit notes. And having that extra, the effervescence gives it a whole different dimension.
Sorry you all can't taste this, but don't you want to go to
You can, next weekend.
Don't you then want to go to the cidery and all the other great farms to try it out? Right, Carmen?
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, what we're going to do now is... Mike and I are going to talk for a couple minutes, and then we're going to put on a song so that people can call if they haven't gone to krcb.org to re-up or become a member. So, tell us about this matching grant, Mike.
Well, the matching grant, so we have several levels of donation that are already recommended, and you get a whole bucket full of gifts, not just entered for the cookbooks. At the $40 basic donation, and remember, with the challenge grant, will match that, so KRCB will get $80 for your $40 donation. But what you'll get is a Frozen Art Gourmet ice cream, one scoop of ice cream. They're on 500 Sebastopol Road in Santa Rosa. You'll get also a KRCB FM logo sticker and a logo window sticker, and the window sticker is a static cling sticker, so it just peels away. It doesn't have to be scraped off.
That's always nice.
And you'll get two tickets. Sorry, those are gone. I can't even read that. Okay, so that's for the $40 donation. Plus, you know, if $40 is the maximum, which we sincerely hope it's not, you would be entered for the cookbooks. To have a better chance at the cookbooks, there's a $60 level, which includes the basic gifts above and your choice of one CD or a KRCB FM logo T-shirt, or an annual subscription to the Bay Nature magazine, which you get once a quarter. And for the $80 donation, you get those gifts, a choice of two CDs, or tickets to the Unity Festival, which are next weekend, I believe. And for the $120 donation, you get the basic gifts above and two CDs, and my script has run out, so I
and
have
we should
no
tell
idea
people
what the rest of
quickly,
it is.
707-584-2020. Yes. 707-584-2020. The minute we put on the song, you can call. The books that the high donor will get during this hour are The Good Cook's Book of Mustard, The Good Cook's Book of Tomatoes, The Good Cook's Book of Salt and Pepper, The Good Cook's Book of Oil and Vinegar, and The Good Cook's Journal. Full-color photographs, hardcover books. If these titles sound familiar, yes, I wrote them originally in the 1990s, but they are fully revised with all new information, especially new recipes, and modernized, you could say. Also, you'll get vinaigrettes and other dressings and more than meatballs. So there you go. We're going to put on Kate Wolf now, the number to call. 707-584-2020. Give us a call. It's just me and Mike here answering the phone. So if it rings more than three times, just hang up and call back.
And let me say one more thing. If you're listening to us on your smartphone app, you can also just touch the heart up in the corner and donate right there via the app.
I'll take the back roads home through the open countryside, letting things slip by in drawn out time. I'll take the long way home on the back roads of this life, taking time to see what goes by. Coming and going, there's no dividing line. What you're headed for, someone left behind. And the shortest road ain't always the best. Sometime let a back road take you home. And a back road is so easy, it just rambles on and on. Take it or leave it as it rolls along. Drifts through things it cannot change and doesn't even try. Wouldn't that be something for you and I? Coming and going, there's no dividing line. What you're heading for, someone left behind. And the shortest road ain't always the best. Sometime let a back road take you home. In any place you're bound, someday you're the one who chooses what you see along the way. And when the heartaches seem too much for you to bear, there's a back road winding everywhere. Coming and going, there's no dividing line. What you're heading for, someone left behind. And the shortest road ain't always the best. Sometime let a back road take you home. Sometime let a back road you home.
Ah, yes, Kate Wolf singing about the back roads. And, you know, you can always pop a Kate Wolf CD into your car player as you drive the back roads next weekend to visit several dozen farm trail locations on weekend along the farm trails. That's such a great idea. How many years has this been going on, Carmen? Four, five?
Before we go there, we want to thank the people who called in.
Yes,
pledges.
Of course. Thank you very much.
And we'll let you know who gets the cookbooks tomorrow.
And you can still, there's still a chance for you to do it if you go to krcb.org and make as high donation as you can to ensure your chances at getting the books.
And be sure and note that you are donating for Mouthful. That way we'll get credit for the challenge grant and you'll be entered for the cookbooks.
There you go. Thank you, Mike. So, do we know how many years?
I don't know how many years.
It hasn't been a lot.
I want to say, I feel like it's been at least a decade
that
Farm Trails has been doing it, although we had a hiatus. So we didn't do Weekend Along the Farm Trails for, I think, 3 years.
Okay.
And we brought it back last fall.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, like the origin of Farm Trails back in 1973, mm-hmm. it was all about our printed mapping guide, and just going to visit
and
the farms.
And I did that. I'd lived in Sonoma County a year. I moved here in 72.
Uh-huh.
And I was probably
here for the
Absolutely.
Birth.
And that's what we did on the weekends. I had two little girls. And, you know, we went to farms.
Oh. So, you know, that was the original model, and it's changed a lot for the farmers.
Right.
It doesn't make so much sense to staff up and to keep farm stands open all the time. They more often, you know, meet their customers in farmers markets or they distribute to local groceries. But the public, I think, is increasingly interested in visiting the farms. Mm-hmm. We get requests all the time, and we've got, I anticipate we'll have a couple thousand people sign up for the weekend.
So you should sign up.
Yes, must sign up.
Oh, you must sign up, okay.
Through our website, farmtrails.org, and that'll take you to a brown paper tickets link. It's free, but so there's not a fee associated with the brown paper tickets. But once you sign up, we'll send you the itinerary. We'll send you any changes that happen, any revisions or additions, tips for the trails, like remember to wear good walking
sturdy shoes.
Yeah.
Don't wear your 4-inch heels. Mm-hmm. That's not a good idea. And then how can people sign up as late as, say, Friday afternoon?
Well, honestly, what we'll do is Friday at noon, we'll go ahead and publish the itinerary on our website for the last-minute stragglers.
Okay.
But also, it gives us a sense just of how many people are interested. And it's hard to predict because it is self-guided and self-directed. Like, we don't make people tell us where they're going to go, of course. But at least we can give our farmers an estimate. Like, oh, wow, we've got a lot of people coming on Saturday.
Right. Okay. Do you want to go through some of the participating farms and ranches, that sort of thing?
Can I just read the list?
You bet.
Really? Okay.
Read it slowly. I may have questions.
Okay. So We've divided the trails into regions just for, you know.
Well, like the map is.
Like the map is. But, of course, you know, we encourage people to mix and match and go visit what most is what's most compelling to you. There, of course, it's, you know, the harvest season. So there'll be a lot of pumpkin patches and corn mazes and such. And so in the what we're calling the central area, we have Tilted Shed open. You know, their tasting room will be open. Tierra Vegetables in Windsor is going to be open. Mama G Nursery in Santa Rosa. And Matanzas Creek Winery, they have a big lavender barn.
Right.
So they're doing a whole big lavender-themed production for Weekend Along the Farm Trails. And then in the East County, we have Larson Family Winery, Oak Hill Farm, and Sonoma Garden Park. In the north, as far north as Cloverdale, we have Farmyard Feed, Nochi Sonoma. It's a new permaculture farm in the Dry Creek Valley. They're brand new. Preston, of course.
Of course, Preston.
We love
them. Not to miss Lou Preston.
No, if you have not made the trip into the heart of the Dry Creek Valley, it's really worth the journey.
There's no one like Lou Preston.
I concur. And then also out there, our friends at Truetthurst Winery. They have a beautiful spot to sit by the river, take a picnic. They're offering free tasting to farm trailers. So that's part of the deal, too. Like, there are a lot of specials. Like, if you say I'm part of the farm trails, then at some of the restaurants, like, say, the Backyard in Forestville, it's 20% off your dining ticket if you choose to stop in there while you're out and about. In the South County, we have a long list. Let's see. We have Artful Arrangements, Bud's Custom Meats, Chickabloom Farm, and I mentioned they're going to do a flower workshop.
Right.
And I love that they've got You Pick Flower Farm. That's just awesome. Cottage Gardens of Petaluma, First Light Farm, the Great Peter Pumpkin Patch, which is associated with Spring Hill Jersey cheese.
And they've been doing their big pumpkin patch forever.
And they, along with McClellan's Dairy, they'll also be open and have, you know, cow milking demonstrations. Mm-hmm. Try your hand at cow milking.
And McClellan's Dairy, of course, making that fabulous Farmstead butter.
Fabulous.
They have great eggs, too.
Let's see. A huge hit last year on the weekend along the farm trails was Happy Hens Farm.
Oh, I love Happy Hens. It is so rustic and earthy and real, and they have fabulous meats. Just fabulous.
Yeah, and quite a petting zoo there.
Yes.
So,
yeah, they're a great place.
Lala's Urban Farmstead. I think it's the smallest farm in Petaluma, like a micro farm. Lavender Bee Farm. McAlee's Garden, another flower farmer. McClellan's Dairy, I already mentioned them. Old Cedar Farm. Petaluma Pie Company is offering some specials. Sonoma County Wildlife Rescue.
Live. Oh, what are they doing?
They're offering a tour
a
of
tour?
Their facility.
Sometimes they have bats that you can see up close, and they're really wonderful. You look a little freaked out.
No, I like
that. Okay, that's okay. Oh, good. Oh, good.
Live Oak Farm, a new farm in Petaluma. And then in the West County, we've got Apple a Day, Rotsloff Ranch. They'll have You Pick Apples. So that's always a favorite, too, on the weekend along the farm trails.
Absolutely.
People like to do the You Pick thing. It's really sweet. I mentioned the backyard already. Be Kind, and Be Kind actually is going to offer a special beekeeping class at the Sebastopol Grange on Saturday. Bohemian Creamery, and we tasted some of Lisa's. Yeah,
Ba-boom.
Yeah, and that that funky one was really nice. if you like the funk and cheese,
I can't do stinky cheese, but I liked the other one quite
a lot.
I'll
eat yours, Carmen.
Yes, you have my share. Let's see. Dutton Goldfield is going to offer some special tastings. Freestone Artisan Cheese, of course. Green Star Farm, another
kid-friendly
event where they have a little, you know, cuddling area set up.
Yeah. And they have the Sebastopol Farmers Market on Sundays, and they have really
fabulous meat. Really good meat. And they do like a chicken tractor demonstrations. Essentially,
cool.
They're just doing their chores.
Yeah,
they're telling people. Yeah, they're guiding people through them. Kozlowski Farms always participates. Laguna Farm, we love them. Jennifer Branham out at Laguna Farm. Luther Burbank's Experiment Farm at Goldridge. They have some wonderful offerings, and they've got a rope maker out there.
A rope maker?
Old-fashioned rope maker the whole
and
time.
And I assume they'll also be doing their cider pressing?
Yes.
Or their apple pressing.
And then they have, you know, a great team of docents who lead tours, and they'll have...
That's right by my house.
Plant sales. And then Lynn's Lavender out toward Occidental, New Carpati Farm. They'll have You Pick mushrooms, actually. Occidental Arts and Ecology Center. Sunshine Coffee Roasters is offering some deals. You can stop by Andy's and get a free cup of coffee if you're a farm trailer. And Well-Trained Horses, the Ikosoma Farm. It's a horse. It's in Sebastopol.
Okay, what's its name
kind of
again?
Close to you. It's called... I'm forgive me because I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. It's Well-Trained Horses / Ikosoma.
Okay. Do you know? Are they on Sexton?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know where they are. I think they've changed the name.
And it's all these rescue horses. So you get to go out and feed the horses and watch the herd interact and
give the horses hugs.
Yeah,
they like it.
Yeah. So that's the basic lineup, and we still have a couple things that are moving into place, but we're really excited about the diversity of members and offerings, and I think there's something for everybody, certainly family-friendly, but then also there's some great, if it's if you just even wanted to go wine tasting along the trails,
sure,
there are some amazing offerings.
Yeah, it's a different way to see the county. It's a really great
cider
way.
And wine, I should say.
And just, you know, farm trails are such a treasure, and I'm so glad to see how well it's doing. How did the Gravenstein Fair shape up?
Best ever in
really?
Terms
oh,
of
great.
In terms of.
In terms of everything, Carmen, yeah, it was a lot really
of,
well
there
done.
Are a lot of different indicators great. Of success. One that I think of is that all of the apple products sold out. Like
really?
Every single apple pie, apple fritter, apple turnover, all
every
of the apple
bottle
people.
Of cider flew, too.
Yeah, we had a huge cider sale. So, mm-hmm. And the bulk apples, too, like people mm-hmm. just buying from the Duttons and Walkers and Kozlowski. So to me, that was a great measure of success, that people were yeah. really, really interested in
you
the apples.
You sold a little bit of cheese there, you too. Kind
I
of
think
goes
so.
Well with apples.
Yes.
Did that? I was wondering how that I was going to come see you, and I could never get away from my booth.
It was busy.
Yeah.
I had some great. Debbie Fox came.
Mm-hmm.
She was a cheese slinger with me.
Yeah,
but it was definitely wild and woolly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it
I
was
did a
fun.
I did a cooking demo on Saturday, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did my demo on Saturday, and I did. What did I do? Well, I did a shrub with. I'll remember in a minute what I did the shrub with, but it was apple cider vinegar. And, oh, I know, it was Dry Creek peaches.
Mm.
And I served that over ice with sparkling wine. I mean, with sparkling water. And then I did chicken drumettes with an apple juice, black pepper, and butter glaze on it. And then I served that with a simple green salad with a creamy apple cider vinaigrette.
Wow.
Or apple cider vinaigrette. And then I was over at the Slow Food Booth serving... the smoky Gravenstein chowder, and I must have given out at least 500 samples.
Wow,
it was a lot. It was really intense. Did you hear about the gopher?
No, tell me about. I guess not.
On gopher in Sonoma County.
Yes, the gopher. No, it was on Saturday, and it was very interesting. About 15 feet from the Slow Food Booth. There was the Slow Food Booth was opposite the apple fritter booth, but by about 30 feet. So about halfway between it, there was a gopher hole, and the gopher started poking his head. And
oh,
this was
yeah.
one big, hefty gopher. It was like a gopher on radiation or something. And he wasn't shy, and he didn't seem to mind the sun. And he would, like, come up, and he would hiss at people.
Wow.
And there were, you know, everybody was standing around taking their photos of the gopher, and I'm thinking... gophers don't usually act this way. I kind of think we should call security. And after about 30 minutes, I convinced somebody to go get security. And they put a hay bale on top uh-huh. of it, and it was fine.
I was the gophers have mutated in this drought. I swear they yeah. have mutated because their runs aren't getting flooded. They're horrible.
Yeah,
horrible.
It's like,
so
yeah.
it... Yeah, trust me, not my dog just got one today, and it was enormous.
Yeah,
and they're all
not,
over.
They're
yeah.
not acting the same. It's like fleas.
Yeah. And they're not shy.
Yeah.
No, they're not. They're yeah. hanging out in the middle of the day at our place, too.
Really?
I think it's
just
the
drought.
I think they're thirsty and they're hungry,
yeah.
and there was, like, juice and fritter, and they were like, yes let's do this.
Give me some damn apples.
They pop out all the time.
Okay,
so.
Well, that's interesting. Don't have to worry about rabies. You know, it's the same with fleas. Vets all over Sonoma County are alarmed because the fleas... all seem to be immune to Advantage now.
Right.
And, you know, I've got two dogs
the
who
collar.
Sleep with me. They've got the collars
that's
on.
My dog is using.
And it works. Working. It works for Joey from his front paws up. But, it, you know, I feel like I have to put a second collar on his butt because he's got a bunch of fleas right on the top. And he's tiny. He's got a bunch of fleas on the top of his tail. And, you know, Lark, who is just so juicy and yummy, you know, she's just, you know, she's 2.5.
I'm going to put her on a baguette and eat her.
Yeah, I'm picking fleas off them every day, and I'm covered with bites.
Oh.
And I remember I didn't have dogs during our last droughts, but fleas were horrible during the droughts. Fleas, you know, that's what happens during droughts. Fleas,
yep.
Gophers.
Pestilence.
Yeah,
El
deer.
Nino.
Yeah,
bring it on. This.
Bring it. Okay, so what I want to do now is just focus, Omar, a little bit. We're going to start with you on your business separate from the weekend, just so if people aren't able to get there for the weekend, they know when to come and find you and what to look for and what you offer online.
Okay. We're open Thursday from noon to 6, and then Friday, 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 10 to 6?
Right.
Right on. You only take 2 days off?
I take 2 days off when I'm not running around the county. And
you're right there. If you go to Freestone, they can't miss you. You're right at the big 90-degree turn.
I'm at the 90-degree turn. You go probably a football field past the bakery, mm-hmm. Wildflower, and there I am, tucked away in the corner. Mm-hmm. So,
are you always there?
Pretty much, yeah. It's I get away periodically. I've got some great helpers. A mm-hmm. Couple of high school kids and a associate of my daughter's. So it's kind of fun. Good group of people.
Mm-hmm. Do you do much mail order?
We don't do any mail order.
Okay, there we go.
I did a little bit of packaging and shipping last year for one client, but that's, it's not, we're not set up for fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of different to distribute.
Yeah, it's a whole different thing.
Yeah. There's some people that do a lot better job than I do at that.
You have to be a different person.
We're primarily, you come in and we tackle you and feed you all the cheeses that we have. So it's very much interactive. You come in, you taste the cheeses, you tell us what you like, and every one of my staff will get you real close to something that you want to take home.
Cool.
So that's kind of what we do well.
Mm-hmm. I think that's like curation. I've been there before and gone through it with you, and it's really interactive and fun, and there's nothing that's intimidating about it. Even if you're brand new to cheese, you just really do a nice curated lineup and get people going into it. I think it's nice.
There are a lot of entry cheeses in terms of your habit. So if you come in, Toma is a cheese that everyone loves. And from there, you can start playing around with goat
cheeses. Would you describe Toma, because there's different ones? So what's the default Toma?
That I don't know. The one I default to is Cuba's Toma from Point Reyes, mm-hmm. which is it's got a little bit of caramel note to it, and it's fresh, maybe 3 months. 3 month old cheese, and it's really, I don't know anyone that doesn't walk away thinking that's just great.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's sort of your entry level cheese. Then you have people like aged cheeses and the crystals, then you try that. If they like goat, you try that with, there are a couple cheeses that I have where it's like a goat cow mix. So it's still kind of familiar, but it's got some of the density and the substance that you get with a good, with the goat milk.
Mm-hmm.
It's got more solids in it. And then the sheep milk, of course, this area,
we're seeing more and more.
I love sheep milk.
I do too.
And it's a beautiful, the fat in the sheep milk is beautiful. It's for some reason, everyone, it's people like it.
Do you sell any butter?
I don't sell any butter. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone out there knows about cultured butter. I'm
Haverton Hill.
Okay.
Sheep butter.
Ah.
It makes me, it's so good.
Joel
and they're right there in Valley Ford.
Okay. Joel and Carlene Wyrack gave me some of their butter, but it wasn't for sale.
Right. They do that to us. They gave me some of their yogurt, which isn't for sale. It's like, okay, so now I follow you anywhere hoping.
But what they got was something they skimmed from their cheese-making vat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been cultured.
Mm-hmm.
So, some of the most divine butters on the planet are cultured.
Cultured. They're the best butters.
And they're just, there's unlike anything.
Well, Haverton Hill. And they, they raise sheep and they have sheep's milk. They sell sheep's milk. I think they're the first sheep milk dairy in the United States. And they also make several different kinds of sheep milk.
Ice cream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're butter. And I made the mistake of stumbling across it when Oliver's had it on sale for like $8.50 for, I think, a little 8-ounce thing. It's like, oh, okay, I haven't tried this. It's so good. And now it's like, it's typical price is about $14. So for me, it's a special occasion thing, but it is so absolutely delicious. It's just phenomenal. And it's interesting. It's naturally very pale, almost white, because of the qualities of the sheep milk cheese. That just is how it turns out.
Huh.
So anyway, there you go. When do people get to come to Tilted Shed?
They can come most Saturdays to our tasting room, mm-hmm. And they can also take nice and casual tours of the cidery because we do all our production there, and they can see the cider fermenting away and smell it. That's an incredible experience. We're open most Saturdays, 11 to 4. Because it's just my husband and myself, if we have three events that we need to be to or something like that, we have to close the tasting room. Sure. So check the website first. We're total mom and pop, and so we just roll with it and try to spread ourselves thin. But that's where you can try our full lineup. And at any time, we have between 3 to 5 ciders that you can taste and buy right there direct. Some of them are really rare. Some of them are really hard to find. And that reminds me, we're actually starting up a cider club. I haven't released it or announced it publicly yet, so you get the scoop.
Yeah.
But we'll be doing that with some of our very rare offerings, and these are going to knock your socks off. If you think you know cider, you don't know nothing yet, because this is going to blow your mind. We're really excited about it. And it's really small batch, really rare single varieties and interesting fermentations that could be between 1 gallon to 1 barrel.
Wow.
So super rare stuff that we're going to be offering through our tasting room as well. And really what we're trying to do is get people to think differently about cider and really respect it and really appreciate it in sort of a new light.
Well, thank you so much for your work. Cider is just such a phenomenal beverage. It's so great. Right up there with wine.
Yeah.
You know, it's not inferior to. It's just different.
Absolutely.
And on that note, another hour of Mouthful has flown by. Carmen Snyder, Ellen Cavalli, and Omar Mueller, thank you so much. And
you.
If you want more information about Farm Trails, just go to farmtrails.org. Hope to bump into you out there somewhere on the trails next weekend, though I will be spending most of my time at Freestone Artisan Cheese.
Welcome signing on. Books.
Signing books, we hope, and I'll bring some nibbles to sort of dovetail with what you're doing. And, you know, if you think you should be a member of Farm Trails, go and check it out. You know, there are, I've just thought of 3 or 4 people who need to be members of Farm Trails, and I'm going to, like, tell you about them.
Super. And yes, we're about to enter our membership drive for 2016. So
excellent.
Now's a good
you
time.
You also have parties, too. I think I was at a Farm Trails party.
You were. Our barn dance.
Yes. I've been there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, we're out of time. KRCB.org to help us get the matching grant. Meet me back here next week for another yummy episode of Mouthful. Smart talk about food, wine, and farming on KRCB.